Good morning. The haulage sector is going on strike again. The platform for the Defence of Transport has called an indefinite protest from midnight Sunday, similar to the one which caused chaos in March when the lack of transport affected supermarket supplies and meant that some major dairy and beer producers were unable to operate. The leader of the association announced the strike yesterday, saying it was inevitable because costs had increased so much. He said between 200 and 250 companies in the haulage sector are closing every month for financial reasons. This new stoppage has come after the government agreed measures with the biggest transport organisations, which form part of the National Road Transport Committee. These include a new law so hauliers don't operate at a loss and a €450 million direct aid package for the sector. Shortly before the announcement, the Minister for Transport, Mobility and the Urban Agenda, Raquel Sanchez, said she was concerned at the prospect of another strike, especially at such a difficult time, and called on the association to be responsible. She said the government had fulfilled all of the agreements it had made with the sector, but was prepared to make any minor adjustments that might be helpful. A British pensioner has been remanded in a prison psychiatric ward whilst police investigate the fatal stabbing of his wife. David Cadwallader, who was 80, was ordered to the unit at a closed hearing that took place in a Costa del Sol court yesterday, 3 days after the attack at an apartment building in Benalmádena on Friday night. His wife Leslie, who was 69, was stabbed up to 20 times, but still managed to call police before the phone cut off. Officers arrived to find her body on the kitchen floor whilst David was lying on their bed. The elderly man is thought to have Alzheimer's, although investigators have not confirmed this. Officers have said they are looking into his mental state. Police had to call firefighters to access the property after receiving the emergency call at around 10:30 p.m. on Friday. The suspected weapon, a kitchen knife, is believed to have been seized at the scene. An appeal has been launched to find a rugby player who went missing whilst on holiday. Levi Davis, who played for the UK's Worthing Raiders, has been missing for more than a week after last being seen in Barcelona. The winger, who previously played professionally for Bath and had appeared on Celebrity X Factor, has been missing since Saturday, October 29th. In a statement on Twitter, his former club Bath publicised an appeal saying that Davis was last seen at the Old Irish Pub in Barcelona. A spokesman for the UK Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office said they were providing consular support to the family of a British man who has been reported missing in Spain. Anyone with information to help find Davis is urged to get in contact by emailing findlevidavis@gmail.com. And October 2022 was the hottest October in Spain since records started back in 1961. So the government said yesterday, after experts warned that unusually warm temperatures pointed to accelerating climate change. The average temperature for the month was 18 degrees Celsius, 3.6 degrees Celsius higher than the average temperature recorded in October's between 1981 and 2020, so the Ministry for Ecological Transition said yesterday. Up until now, the warmest October recorded in Spain was that of 2020, when the average temperature was 0.6% degrees above the average, and 2017, when it was 0.3 degrees above normal. October was also especially dry in Spain, with 68% less rain than normal for the month. This has been the fourth driest year in Spain since records started being kept. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.